for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. A high-ranking Chinese diplomat said China attaches importance to developing its relationship with Japan, and this stance has not changed. State Councilor Yang Jiechi has co-chaired the fourth round of a high-level political dialogue with Japanese National Security Advisor Shotaro Yachi in Tokyo. Yang's urged Japan to honor its word and abide by rules regarding the historical issues, including those pertaining to Taiwan, and make joint efforts with China to safeguard the peace and stability in the East China Sea. Yachi said Japan's stance on historical issues has not changed, and Japan's dedicated to improving its relationship with China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his French counterpart Jean-Yves Le Drian have held a phone conversation. While congratulating Le Drian for taking the job of foreign minister, Wang Yi expressed the hope that the two countries can earnestly implement the consensus reached recently and keep the rapid momentum of the China-France Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Le Drian said the cooperation has been fruitful and the two sides are sharing increasing common interests. He also said he looks forward to visiting China at an early date. A new cybersecurity law will take effect in China on June 1st, banning online service providers from selling users' personal information. It stipulates that internet service providers cannot collect user information that's irrelevant to the services. Users will have the right to ask service providers to delete their information if such information is abused. Cybersecurity management staff are banned from leaking or selling the information they've obtained, including privacy and commercial secrets. A regulation on online news also takes effect on June 1st, requiring individuals and groups to get government permission before releasing news on instant messaging apps or social websites. The Chinese Table Tennis Association has suspended Kong Linghui as head coach of the women's team for his involvement in a lawsuit over a gambling debt in Singapore. It's ordered Kong to return home from the World Championships in Dusseldorf to aid investigators. A hotel in Singapore, where Kong stayed during the Chinese New Year holiday in 2015, filed a lawsuit against him in a Hong Kong court. Media reports suggest Kong borrowed 1 million Singapore dollars, or roughly 720,000 U.S. dollars, from that hotel, but failed to pay it back in full. North Korea has confirmed that it successfully test-fired another ballistic missile on Monday, the third one in a month. The official Korean Central News Agency says the missile was a medium-range rocket launched from a mobile pad. The South Korea and U.S. media reports have said the missile was a Scud missile, capable of hitting targets 500 kilometers away. British police have released a picture of Manchester bomber Salman Abedi showing him with a blue suitcase on the day of the suicide attack last week. They're now asking the public to come forward with information about the suitcase's whereabouts as their investigation continues. Police say they believe that Abedi returned to Britain around May 18th, just days before the bombing at a concert by U.S. singer Ariana Grande in Manchester Arena, which killed 22 people and injured 116 others. Bangladeshi authorities are trying to evacuate up to a million people before a powerful cyclone makes landfall. Meteorologists say Cyclone Mora is likely to hit the eastern coast on Tuesday. Port cities in the southeast have been asked to display the highest warning level, known as Great Danger Level 10. Low-lying areas of Cox's Bazar, Chittagong, and many other coastal districts are likely to be inundated by storm surge. The Disaster Management Authority said nearly 300,000 people had already been moved to cyclone shelters. The European Union's prolonged sanctions against the Syrian government and its supporters for another year. The sanctions, in place 6 years ago, include an oil embargo, restrictions on certain investments, as well as a freeze of the Syrian central bank's assets within the EU. 240 people and 67 entities are also targeted by a travel ban and an asset freeze. The EU stated it remains committed to finding a lasting political solution to the Syria conflict under the existing UN framework. Drug police in Peru have reportedly seized more than 300 kilograms of cocaine and arrested six suspected traffickers. Police said they also seized weapons and vehicles from those suspects. Officials said the seized drugs came from the lawless jungle region where most of Peru's coca is grown. Local media reported the drugs were destined for Australia, where they would have had a street value of around $640,000 U.S. dollars. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.